I think we've got an interesting topic. You know, this is one of the more corporate-related topics of the conference, and what we're going to talk about is activist shareholders, which is really something that's had a very large impact in the past 5-10 years in driving M&A activity for public companies and really driving corporate governance practices. So it's something that has had a really big impact on public companies, large and small, as we'll talk about. Kind of break down the presentation. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about the background of activists. We'll talk about the companies that they typically like to target. We'll go through the playbook that they typically like to follow. We'll talk about how to be prepared in case an activist knocks on your door. And then we'll talk a little about the goals and outcomes. So to kind of start things off, Pascal, I thought, can you maybe tell us, like, what is an activist shareholder? What do they do? Who are we talking about when we say an activist?
Yeah, so first, before I get started, how many people have dealt with activist investors in the room? Anyone? Okay, so we have a couple people. So those of you who have, I'm sure you have stories to tell, and those who haven't, count yourselves lucky at this point. So before I talk about activist investors, let's step back and talk about what we perceive to be traditional or more typical investors, because more typical investors will buy a company's stock because they feel the company has good prospects, they think the management team is a good management team, they're executing well, they're doing a good job, and they feel that the company will be successful. So they buy a company because they like the way things are working, and if things aren't working well, they lose confidence in the company, they sell the stock, so they vote with their feet. An activist investor is different. An activist investor comes into a stock because they think the company should change something, and in order to change something, they will increase their or create greater returns for themselves and other shareholders. So that's sort of the backdrop of why an activist is different from a typical investor. They're willing to come in and actually try to drive change at the company. And the things they usually look at are operational things, strategic things. They look at management and the board of directors. Have they been there for long? Are they entrenched? And that sort of thing. And they look for things that they would suggest changing at the company and try to drive change.